Ooh.
Hello.
Wow, that's loud, isn't it?
You know when you breathe in and then you breathe out? That's all the relatable material I've got. I've never been on a dating site, Tinder or whatever the other ones are. Just recently, somebody said to me, how long have you been with your wife, Mark? I said, 25 years. And they said, you met her the old-fashioned way. Like, the old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't swap her for two camels and a yak. And people make the old-fashioned way sound like, you know, really kind of like romantic. But there was a crucial problem with the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way was meeting through friends. And I had a big problem. You needed friends. I mean, I remember a long, long time ago looking at personal ads. And this is like when they were printed, like without pictures. And reading all these young ladies, I'm sure they were all gorgeous, saying, I go hiking and I go skiing and I go to the gym and everything. And thinking, wow, that seems a bit exhausting. Do you think all the lethargic women have been taken? Do you think all the ones that put, I just like lying on the sofa watching box sets and eating chocolates, they've all been snapped up? The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which in my case I think means I've been pushing really, really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Jean-Paul Sartre says that life begins on the other side of despair, and I feel pretty much the same way about Huddersfield. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that everywhere man is born free, but all around us he lies in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret-a-Manger and Café Nero. I spend a lot of time in Café Nero behind somebody who's really, really concerned to know what the alternatives to milk are. Almond milk, nut milk. And I find it really irritating. I find it so irritating, I come out in a rash. I think I might be lactose intolerant. Intolerant. Some people say that, like, nut milk, almond milk, all those kind of things, they're more natural and more healthy than the stuff that comes out of cows. But I'm not entirely sure. What sort of hormone regime do you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Do you think if you are what you eat, Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? I sort of understand why people might have thought Brexit was a good idea, but a lot of things turn out, you know, they seem like a good idea and then they turn out not to be. I got an example of that. I read a book on how to do oral sex. That was how I approached it. It's called She Comes First, haha. And it's got a picture of a papaya on the front cover, think about it. And it's got some advice, like some reasonably good advice. When you're down there, kind of attempting the oral sex, cover the whole area, don't just go for the top bit. See, technical language, top bit. Some slightly weirder advice. When you're down there doing oral sex, maintain eye contact. What? These are very focals, I'm not sure. And then some downright strange advice. When you're down there doing oral sex, put your top teeth against the clitoris and hum. Turn yourself into a giant vibrator. Who doesn't want that, right? So I had a go at this. I was like all ready for it. I thought, okay, it seems a bit strange, but I'll have a go. But the thing is that when you get down there, what are you gonna hum? Nothing seems right. In the jungle, the mighty... No, 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 no. Land Down Under by Men at Work. I kind of went for the Dam Busters theme tune. Bum, 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 bum. Gave a whole new meaning to the phrase, does not go down well. Do you think recycling is a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people are doing it a lot more than you? and a lot better, you find yourself saying, is this wet? It's not really dry. Does that count as food? And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole. You just leave it there. Thank you very much.